Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. Apologies again for the lack of audio quality. We're trying to figure things out here at CR headquarters. We should have everything solved by the start of next week. So moving forward, our podcast will get back up to their usual quality of sound. But of course, just because the microphones aren't working doesn't mean the tennis world is going to stop. And on today's podcast, we have another From the Presser segment for all of you listeners from the WTA action in Dubai. I had the chance to speak with all four semifinal participants in Friday's matches. So on today's show, you're going to hear from Garbine Muguruza, a straight set winner over Elisa Mertens. You're also going to hear from Mertens as she came in for a press conference. Then you're going to hear from Jill Teichman, who lost a straight set match to Barbara Krejcikova. Krejcikova, former number one doubles player in the world, five-time Grand Slam champion, reaches her second career WTA-level singles final and will move firmly into the top 50 with her result this week. So, again, another fantastic week of tennis on the WTA Tour delivered to all of us fans. And, of course, I'm so excited to be able to speak with these players and share those questions and those answers with all of you listeners, because I really do think it provides fantastic insight into their mindset, what they're thinking, the, you know, everything off the court that goes into their performances we see on the court. So, without further ado, here's another From the Presser segment. And again, you're going to hear from Muguruza, then Mertens, then Teichman, then Krejcikova. Westhoff, roll the clips. Thank you very much, and congratulations on the win, Garbine. You talk about how you're feeling physically. I'm curious again. I think you've now played 21 matches here to start the season. You've got another final coming up here on Saturday. Is it all adrenaline at this point for you, or are you still feeling physically pretty good?
Well, you know, of course, physically you feel the 21 matches is a way to say it. You know, it's not 21. It's like all of these matches in a row now. Physically you feel it, but man, this is where I want to feel. This is what I want to feel. I want to feel tired. You know, I want to feel excited. I want to feel playing finals. You know, you can see the positive side. Yes, you can feel your legs. You know, it's the heat, the many matches on a row, but I work for this. I work to be in this situation. So for me, it's a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And for you, again, looking towards tomorrow, will you watch today's semifinal going on right now between Krejcikova and Teichman? Will you watch some film with your coach? What are you going to do to help prepare?
Yes, I've been watching the whole week some matches, so it's not that I've never seen them play. I will watch today a little bit as well, but I've been following their matches, and I think it's going to be a tough match. I never played neither of them, so it's going to be a tricky final, but looking forward for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck tomorrow, and congratulations again. Thank you very much, and congratulations on the result today, Elisa, or, you know, on the result here this week. For you in, you know, over your past, I think since the start of 2020 now, you've made the quarterfinals or better at 9 of the 16 events you've played. And, you know, I'm curious, when you get to these later stages of these big events, physically, mentally, what have you learned over the past year that you perhaps need to do better or need to continue to do to have success this late in events?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very happy to hear that I've come this far in tournaments, but of course, you know, I would like more, that's for sure, but it's good to have consistency. It's good to know your game. You have to know yourself, what you can do, what you can improve. And I think that's what I learned, that I'm able to, you know, make it tough for opponents, and just to, you know, keep going. Also, when you're physically not 100%, just you never know what's going to happen. You just keep going also mentally till the last point. And that's what I also showed today. And I think I have grown in that since a couple of years ago. But of course, it's pushing yourself every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for you, you look now again in that same time span, I believe you're still the WTA wins leader with 46 wins. When you talk about your game and in some of these matches against, you know, Jess yesterday and Garbin, I noticed that you were trying to end points a little bit shorter throughout the match, trying to make things easier for yourself. Is that something you've noticed? Is that something you've been trying to work on? Is a weapon to perhaps shorten points and make things easier for you over the course of matches?
Yeah, of course. I wasn't able to practice fully before this event, so I really wanted to have some hours on the court, which I kind of did this week. So, you know, I'm happy to get the wins. I'm happy to get the hours in, but also like yesterday too, to get some easier points, to get yourself going into the court is, of course, a bit easier sometimes after like a long set. So I tried that yesterday. I tried that today too. Court is a bit slower, so it's kind of like, you know, the other opponents getting the balls back, but overall I'm pleased about my performance, and you know, I'm gonna look back at the match and see what I can improve.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, thank you for your time this week, and good luck as we move through the season. Thank you very much, and congratulations again, Jill, on a fantastic week of tennis. When you're playing someone like Barbara, who plays such an aggressive game style, who is trying to, you know, hit the winner and end the point quickly, what sort of pressure does that put on you, and do you think that might be partially responsible for perhaps some of the break points not going the way you would have liked?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she's a tough player. I mean, I played her already a few months ago, so I knew that I was expecting a lot of pressure from her side. So that's why I tried to make her play every point and try to find my rhythm. And she obviously achieved that I did not find my rhythm. That's a bit the answer.
Mm-hmm. And for you now moving forward, you know, you are ranked inside the top 50. And, you know, after this week, Barbara's in the top 50. We've seen Jess Pegula, other players outside the top 30, but certainly in strong form of late. Does it give you any additional confidence to see so many players outside the top 30 make these deep runs at events? And what do you think about the level of play right now at the top of the women's game? How thin are the margins between players ranked, say, 50 in the world and the players ranked 10 in the world?
I think the margin is very, very small. I mean, if we can look at any tournament these last few weeks, many would say, oh my god, how can, I don't know, a top 10 player lose against a 40, 50, 60 something? But if you watch the match, you're like, who is who, because the level is so high for me. I mean, I can even talk for myself. Obviously gives as well a lot of confidence, or like to see others around like my ranking beating other better ranked players. And they said, I say, okay, if she can, why can I not, obviously. So that was also a bit a click.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it was all working for you this week, and it's been a fantastic start to the season. So congratulations and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on the victory, Barbara. For you now, you're into your second career WTA-level final. Obviously, a little bit different context this time. You haven't dropped a set this week, and I'm curious, what sort of confidence do you take from a run like this you've had in Dubai, and how different is making this final from the one you made back in 2017?
Tough question. I mean, like back in 2017 when I was playing, I pretty much came through the qualies. I was having so many tough matches. I was actually playing on clay, which was at that moment really my favorite surface. And, I was just more, just coming up, I was 250 in the world at that moment. So, I wasn't really expecting it, and it was really nice. And I mean, it's kind of like pretty similar this week, like last week when I was in Doha, I was just really looking at the acceptances every single day and just looking if I can finally, get the chance and get in the main draw, because I was all the time in qualies. And then, as soon as I got in, I was like, oh, finally, good. I'm going to play main draw, which is always nice. It's always helpful. And then the next step was to test negative, which was so far successful. And then, just everything else for me was kind of bonus. And I was just like enjoying playing in here. And since the first match, I felt really good with the balls, with the court, with the conditions in here. So I'm just really happy that I can still, still keep going, that I still feel good. And then I'm just really just enjoying myself all the time when I'm on court winning or even just, losing. I'm always just enjoying being on court.
Absolutely. And we can see that joy in your face, and to something Michael said in his question, even beyond what you're saying, the smile you have had after these past two matches, after you've secured that match point, it's been, contagious for us fans to watch. And I'm curious, again, we're all human, you guys as well, despite being superhuman tennis players. 6 months from now, 7 months from now, if you're going through a patch of struggling, is this a result you can turn to and say, when I play my best tennis, I can beat anyone in the world? And what does a week like this do for the rest of your season?
I always try to be like self-confident, but I don't really have it in my blood. So I always just, go from one week to another. I just really try to be really humble and, just don't really expect anything and just, go with, like this week, I'm really playing well. I'm playing one of my best, best tennis, and I'm beating so many good girls. But I mean, next week it might not be the same. So, I just always go and just try to, I don't really know how to express it in English stuff. Just try to, do my best every single day. And I mean, who knows what's going to be in 6 months? Like, who knows what's going to happen in 6 months? What's going to happen with pandemic? What's going to happen with just, with the world and everything? So, just so far right now, I'm just here at this moment, just enjoying myself and, just trying to play the best tennis I can and just trying to continue as much as I can. And let's see where like what's gonna happen next week, what's gonna happen in 1 month, what's gonna happen in 6 months.
Absolutely. Well, sorry for the long questions. Thank you again for your candidness and a fantastic week.
Thank you.
Hope all of you enjoyed another edition of From the Presser. Of course, if you want to hear more about these matches, go check out our mini break podcast where day in, day out, we are recapping all of the action going on throughout the pro tennis world. Of course, if you want to hear more about the challenger or college tennis action, be sure to go check out our Great Shot podcast feed. David Gertler, Matt Stachowiak, Chris Halioris joining me for various episodes over the past week. Of course, on this podcast, we've had the chance to do these From the Presser segments, as well as have both Carolina head coaches on, the men's and women's head coaches, Sam Paul, Brian Kalbas, respectively, joining us as our guests this week. Fantastic week of podcasts here at Cracked Rackets. Hopefully, all of you listeners have checked them out. And again, as always, I will ask that you like, rate, subscribe, review all of our shows, share them with your friends. If you need more immediate updates, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or at Cracked Rackets, you want to message me directly, I'm at GreatShotPod. Shout out, as always, to our super producers, Max Fligner and Daniel Westhoff, for the of an editing job they do day in, day out. Shout out again as well to the WTA communications team facilitating this access, allowing us to hear from these players, get their thoughts to all of us fans out here in the world. But with that in mind, for our wonderful players and their candid answers, the WTA communications team, our super producers, Max Fligner and Daniel Westhoff, and all of us here at both Cracked Rackets and the Tennis Channel Podcast Network, I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. You've been listening to another edition of the Cracked Interviews Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you all next week. Thanks, everyone.